Hey, what is up, guys? Scott Lowe here, and it is great to see you again. Today, let's talk about prices, money, buying stuff. Everyone loves buying stuff, right? But first, let's review some numbers, specifically the teens, because each of these numbers ends in teen. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Great. We'll come back to the numbers in just a moment, but first, how to ask the price of something. Check this out. It's very simple. How much is it? How much is it? Okay, a couple of details about this phrase. First, the pronunciation, the stress is on the first two words. We don't say, for example, how much is it? How much is it? No, we say, how much is it? How much is it? Okay, great. And number two, we can replace it at the end with the name of any object you want to know the price of. For example, how much is that car? How much is this Bluetooth speaker? How much is that jacket? Okay, and another way to ask the price of something, how much does that t-shirt cost? How much does that t-shirt cost? Of course, here, t-shirt is just an example. You can use whatever object that you want to know the price of. How much does that object cost? And now, in order to answer this question, how much is it, we need to talk about some bigger numbers. Because unfortunately, some things in this life are very expensive. But the good news is that after 19, the numbers are super easy. Check this out. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. But with my particular American accent, many North Americans have a very soft T, so just so you can hear the difference, this is with a more European pronunciation. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. But that's it. That's all you need to know to say any number all the way through 100. Because you already know 1 through 9, right? So then all the numbers in between are like this. 21, 22, 23, and so on. 97, 98, 99. You just put the numbers together. 90 plus 1, 91. Simple, there's no prepositions, no articles, no other words necessary. 91. Okay, a quick detail about pronunciation. For example, 16 and 60, they sound pretty similar, right? 17, 70. So what's the difference? Well, my friends, the difference is in the syllable that you stress. 16, second syllable, 60, first syllable. 16, 60. And that's how you tell the difference when you're talking about teens. Be sure to stress the ending, the teen at the end. Okay, now talking about price. Here's an example. How much is that hat? It's $65. $65 for a hat? That's a ripoff. $65 for a hat? That's a ripoff. By the way, bucks is slang for dollars, and ripoff is slang for a very high and unfair price. Okay, another example. In this example, I'm the cashier at a store, and I say to the customer, that'll be $25.95. That'll be $25.95. Now, you can also put those two numbers together, dollar and cents, and just say, that'll be $25.95. And when we're talking in the context of price, people understand that you're talking about dollars and cents. $25.95. Okay, guys, one more example. My personal trainer charges me $50 an hour. My personal trainer charges me $50 an hour. Man, I should have been a personal trainer. Those guys are getting rich. So here the verb charge means to ask for payment. You see, an object costs, but a person or a company charges. So we usually use this verb when we're talking about a service. My personal trainer charges me $50 a month. The electrician charged me $200. My bank charges me a $5 service fee every month. Okay, guys, that's it. Now we know all the numbers 1 through 100. We know how to ask, how much is it? And we learned some new price vocab. So that's it for today, guys. I'll see you later. Peace out.
Later, talk.